Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Now, there are four people in Lindsay's house, and three of them either have been or are sick right now.
Yeah.
And you know she's bound to get it. You might as well.
Yeah.
It's a wrap.
Go ahead and... But yours will hit right before the weekend.
Yeah. And mine's usually, my body likes to harvest it for like 2 weeks and then bam, out of nowhere. Yeah. I get sick and I'm like, what's happening?
So you can't even say, this is really going around. And people go, why are you sick? Nobody else is sick.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like it wants to lay dormant, but then it's like, eh, you're not getting out of this.
Yeah. Just shoot you in the back at the right time.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, great. Diarrhea on the weekend. What a fun surprise. Great.
Yeah. Super.
I didn't have it penciled in until next weekend.
Right. Better on the weekend, though, than during the week.
True.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Because y'all don't want me coming with diarrhea.
If somebody's got a stomach virus or something and they got diarrhea, my little friend Jenny tries to catch it.
What?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah, because she wants diarrhea. She goes, like, you're lucky.
Because awesome. She has problems going, I guess.
I don't know.
Oh. So lucky.
Like, yeah.
Oh, I want that.
I mean, I like it to lose a couple pounds, but then it comes right back, you know. Right.
I think, you know, maybe the cleansing of, you know, you're doing a cleanse, a virus cleanse.
Yeah. I have Jenny call me. I can give her some pointers. I seem to have no problem creating that.
Yeah, Jody was sick a couple of weeks ago and, you know, saying, you know, I got this virus. And I was like, okay. Well, we called it the Jovid 25. Jovid. 2025.
Yeah.
The Jovid 25. Uh-huh. So Riggins played a game with us yesterday about relationship red flags. And you know what the game was called?
Hmm.
Relationship red flags game.
It's a great name.
Super rich.
It's today's In Case You Missed It replay coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Oh my goodness. What a fun moment we had on yesterday's show when Riggins brought us a game about relationship red flags called the Red Flag Relationship Game. Relationship Red Flag Game.
I love that.
Yeah. It was so fun and wholesome. Was it completely wholesome? I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
All right. So it's today's In Case You Missed It replay. Enjoy this.
TJ Riggins Overtime presents In Case You Missed It. Here's a catch up from yesterday's TJ Riggins Show.
Everybody knows the common red flags in relationships: lying, cheating, lack of trust, poor communication, unresolved conflict. They say those are the most common red flags.
Stealing.
Yeah.
Roller skating. I mean, it could be a lot. I mean, it depends on what you're into, I guess. So I've got a bunch of scenarios here, and I want TJ and Lindsay, I want you to put yourself in a single person mindset. Go back to when you were single and tell me if you think these things would be dating deal breakers for you. TJ, you found out she spends her weekends stuffing dead animals and then proudly displaying them in her living room.
Not a red flag.
See? I'm thinking Lindsay would find that a red flag. TJ grew up in Louisiana. It was not uncommon to see taxidermied animals.
Right. That's what usually people would refer to it as, taxidermy, not stuffing dead animals and putting them in their living room.
Right. Well, we're also trying to sell the sizzle, you know.
I know. Yeah. I know, but I'm thinking you're being a little biased and judgmental.
It is stuffing dead animals.
It is a problem for me. So.
Lindsay, he's got a room filled with antique porcelain dolls. that he sometimes talks to, like, you know.
Bright red. It's on fire.
Isn't that quirky? You don't just see that as kind of like, oh, he's just like quirky.
No, like you run. You get out of there. Yeah.
She said that before you even said he talks to him.
I know. She
went, like, stop. That's enough.
TJ, you're dating and you find out she spends hours clipping coupons and has a basement full of canned goods that she got for practically free.
That's not a red flag.
Yeah.
No.
Totally okay with that.
I like canned goods.
Sure.
It's canned bads that you got to be careful.
That's right. She's thrifty. That's all.
Yeah.
Lindsay, he casually mentions that he has snakes at home, but they're not pets. He just breeds them to sell online. They're not pets.
Do I even have to say it?
It's a business.
Yeah, it's a business. Yes, they take your business somewhere else.
Is she ever going to walk in the door of a place that she knows there are snakes in there?
No, never.
TJ, you're dating a girl, and you find out that she carries ghost hunting equipment, and she claims to have made contact with spirits.
That's a red flag.
Okay. Right. Lindsay, you're dating a guy and he decides he wants to start training for a competitive hot dog eating contest, and he's like every evening he's like standing at the kitchen counter just slamming wings.
I'm sorry, everything on this list is a red flag.
Well, TJ's had a couple.
I know. Survived. I'm just real judgmental.
Okay.
So picky.
I know. He's driven. He's trying to accomplish.
Is he driven? Driven to eat hot dogs.
Yeah, he wants to win.
Yeah, well, and a heart attack.
Yeah. Let's see. TJ, you're dating a girl, and she shows you her collection of moths encased in glass.
Yeah, that's a little too Silence of the Lambs for me. Okay. Right there. No, that's a red flag.
Lindsay, you're dating a guy and he spends his off time playing Dungeons and Dragons. Come on. No, okay.
Come on.
More red flags.
Yeah, no offense, Rob.
Oh. Yeah, sorry, Rob.
Oh, I didn't know you were listening.
Always.
And TJ, you're dating a girl and she moonlights as a clown for kids' parties.
Oh, God. as long as I don't have to be a part of it you know, any of that. It just depends.
But you're going to know.
Yeah.
She's going to walk in with her nose still on.
Her wig's going to be hanging up in the bathroom.
If she's hot, that's not so bad.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So something kind of funny has been happening over the last couple of days. It's not funny. Somebody's really going through it. Billy Ray Cyrus, I don't know what he's dealing with, but his family seems to think he's going through it. His son, Trace, who's the one that's all tatted up, and I think he was the one in the pop band, right? Metro Station?
I think so, yeah.
He's that one. Had posted publicly on social media, said, like, pray for my dad or something. Well, Billy Ray Cyrus has finally responded with his own message. He posted this music video that Trace was a part of, and he said, Sunday, Colin, giving thanks for the California rain. Praying for the brokenhearted and their pain. Praying for my family, for my children, sons and daughters, and their mother. Let this moment be the start of healing for us all. The past does not equal the future. Amen. So Billy Ray Cyrus is like, you trying to pray for me? No, I'm going to pray for you. You can't pray. I don't have any problems. I'm praying for you. How about that?
Prayer battle.
It's a prayer battle.
Yeah.
With each of them being like, no, it's him. We got to pray for him.
Yeah.
And Billy Ray Cyrus, don't pray for me. I'm praying for you.
Who needs prayer more? Billy Ray or Trace?
Yeah. Right. I mean, how good and I don't know what to make of this. Mm. So I hope Billy Ray Cyrus, I like him as a pop culture personality. I like him. Yeah. So if he is going through something, I feel bad for him, but I do love that.
Well, anyone that says, I don't need prayers, I'm praying for you, needs prayers.
Yeah. Maybe. That's a good point.
Yeah. Anybody who just says, I don't need prayers, needs them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Probably.
At all. Whether they say you need them and I don't, or just say I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need them.
Do people ask y'all for prayer? Like, can you pray for me? And you think, like, I'm not praying for you?
No.
No, I don't think I'm not praying for you. But, yeah, people do.
Yep.
You know, who have sick relatives and things like that.
Have you ever said you're going to pray for someone and then didn't do it?
Yeah.
And what was
just straight up, have you?
When I'm sarcastically telling, okay, you know what? I'm going to pray for you. You know, when they're being a jerk or something.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to pray for you.
What was the scenario where somebody asked you to pray for them and you didn't?
I think I just forget.
I forgot to pray. Hey, we need to talk.
Yeah.
I forgot to pray.
She's like, I did tell them to put her on the prayer list, but I forgot to pray. So that counts, right?
Yeah.
I got got other people to pray.
I was at this Bible study one time, and everybody had something to pray about. So you put everyone on the prayer list. There was like 25 people. I'm like, guys, okay. Can I just say, please help the prayer list, Shane? Like,
I'm gonna be praying all day.
Yeah, but I mean, it's,
I gotta pray for all of you.
Yeah,
I can't read off all these names when my eyes are closed.
Can't remember what everybody's going through. Like, I'm old, Ron's.
Sounds like that DMX song. There was LaTwanda, Tanya, Maria, Melissa.
Classic.
About three Kims. Cookies all met her at an ice cream parlor. having the physical prayer list, it goes to a next level, though. It's not just in your head. You're like, I got to write all these down and keep track of them all.
Yeah.
That's right. Crazy.
Yeah.
And then they'll say any unspoken prayer requests.
Unspoken.
Yeah, like at church, they'll say, raise your hand if you have unspoken prayer requests, meaning, you know, you might not want to tell everybody about
details.
It. But, you know. But then how do they know what to pray? I guess they pray for those who need the strength who are unspoken.
If you trust that person, they could be like, I need some prayers for, like, you know, my wife doesn't find out that I'd, like, stole her money or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's all kinds
of stuff. I don't
want to
pray for that.
that cocaine comes in like it's supposed to.
It's crazy.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Riggins, I know you get sick of hearing me talk about all the people on the social medias that review food in their car. You know,
yeah, I know you got a beef with that.
I just don't get it. Now I get you're in the drive-through. You pull over and you say, "I'm trying the new Whopper, whatever today." Okay, but these people are eating full meals in their cars into the camera and talking about whether it's good or not.
Yeah,
and when people go into the house and cook something, and then they're reviewing some product like from Walmart or whatever, and then they cut from their kitchen to the car where they've actually taken it out into the driveway to eat it in their car for the camera. I don't understand why that makes sense to anybody. I really don't. But another thing I've thought of is, if that's what they do, and a lot of people make a living by doing that, they're food reviewers, they're mobile food reviewers, I guess you'd call them, eating in their car constantly. Can you imagine how much it stinks in those cars?
Yeah, you wonder.
Because they're eating all kinds of stuff in there that would be, you know, just like onions on it and, you know, different, like full cooked meal, fully cooked meals.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're eating those, tacos and things like that.
You're going to spill something.
Stuff that lingers in the car is a smell. I don't know that I would want to ride with them anywhere. I mean, I don't see a bunch of them that look like they got ratty cars or anything, raggedy cars. But still, if you're eating food nonstop in a car, that's what you do every day is go get some sort of a messy meal and eat it in the car. It's got to start smelling like that.
Yeah, it probably does.
You know, my little friend Jenny's handsome husband, Michael, doesn't allow any food in his truck.
Ever?
Ever.
Wow.
Like if they have leftovers or something and they're going to take it home to feed the dogs or whatnot, it goes in the bed of the truck.
Oh, it's an actual pick. Okay.
Right.
Really?
Uh-huh.
He puts it in the bed of the truck so it won't go in there.
He's such a clean freak.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
You know.
Is it super clean on the inside?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Immaculately clean.
Yeah.
And that's why he doesn't want it in there.
Right. That's just his personality, is that he's a neat freak, clean freak.
Wow.
And,
That would make me roll my eyes so hard though. If we went out to dinner and I just had some leftovers that you got to put it in the tail, I would go nuclear. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I would have respect for it for a little while. And then I'd be like, come on. Does he do it to his wife, Jenny?
Well, I was going to say, it's a point of contention, yeah.
I would imagine. It would be to me, too. Come on. That would irritate me.
But, I mean, he's taking care of his stuff. He doesn't want it smelling like, you know, tacos and fajitas and stuff.
Don't ever walk on the living room rug, you know.
Hmm.
It's like, well, you're going to get it dirty. I get so. But if that's, you know, that would be a crazy thing to me too.
But, you know, when you get a brand new vehicle, you want to hang on to that new car smell as much as possible. And his new car smell usually lasts 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. That's wild.
Uh-huh.
Oh, she's probably going nuts over it.
Yeah. Yeah. But the good thing about little friend Jenny is that you never wonder where you stand.
Yeah, right. True. True.
She lets it. Yeah, it's pretty uncomfortable sometimes.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, hello. 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 We got a lot of drama going on. Well, just in Lindsay's world, everybody at her house sick, everybody tired.
Yeah.
Yep. I'm pumping the vitamins.
Yeah. And coffee. You got your coffee maker in your closet going crazy this morning?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm just going to lock myself in here for the day.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
Who wants to do a day long show?
Yeah. We do a radiothon.
Yeah.
You know, like the old days. But yeah, so your husband is, you know, he's been sick for a day. He got to milk it for a day. He ought to just be up and taking care of both of those kids.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have to, because they're about to walk in any minute. He's feeling a little bit. I mean, he's not as bad. The girl is bad. My daughter's the worst.
Mm-hmm. Bless it.
Yeah.
But let me tell y'all what happened to me yesterday. I went to one of these places where, what you would say, regular folk, where the regular folk shop and trade for goods.
Okay.
It's a pretty well-known chain, and their logo is blue. And you can just go in there and watch people in their natural habitat, and it's so entertaining. But I had to go to the bathroom as soon as I got there. So I go, you know, have it in the middle. And there's So I walk in, and as I walk in, there is a man standing in front of the mirror with his pants down, you know, just like below his butt and his area.
Yeah.
And he's got paper towels or clean or toilet paper or something. And he's going, because he's dabbing blood off himself.
No.
Yeah.
Blood.
But it wasn't it wasn't gushing or he'd been attacked or anything like that. For some reason, he was bleeding there.
Oh my gosh.
And, of course I was cool about it. I just walked in, looked at him, and then turned right back around and left.
Yeah. What else would you do?
If it would have looked serious, I would have tried to help him or something, but it was just like it was almost like, you know, when you cut yourself shaving on your face and you got to put, you know, dab it to get it to stop bleeding or use one of those, you know, little sticks to do that. So only thing I can figure is that he zipped himself up.
Oh gosh. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Cause what else could it be?
Yeah. I mean, he wouldn't have been in there, you know, doing any grooming. I wouldn't think in the bathroom at Walmart.
Actually, he might have bought a razor, come in the bathroom. What a weirdo.
A young guy, older guy?
He was about 40-ish.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so old.
So young.
Yeah, I mean, if somebody's not bleeding in that bathroom at all times, it just seems like there's always somebody in that bathroom that's probably bleeding.
A few a day.
Yeah. You know.
And I feel bad for the worker that has to go in there and clean it, because it's like blood. You're doing too much.
But this one wasn't that bad. He wasn't leaving a blood trail. I mean, he was soaking it onto the toilet paper or whatever he was using.
Oh my gosh.
Just like dabbing it.
Well, you left. You don't know what went down when you left.
He could have sprung a leak after I left.
I'm glad you got out of there.
I can hold it. No big deal.
Give you some privacy.
Oh, excuse me. And he didn't yell, hey, wait a minute, I need help. So I just kept going.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
All right, I need some advice from someone who is more I say, it used to be called politically correct, but now they say woke. But I don't think of you as being woke, Riggins. I just think that you're more sensitive to the changes and sensitivities. I'm sorry, overly sensitive people.
Okay.
You know, because you don't like controversy of any kind. So you'll use all those, you know, the liberal terms and the things like that.
If it makes somebody happy, I'm happy to do it.
So Jody and I have been watching this show called Kim's Convenience. It doesn't come on, you know, new episodes anymore. It's on Netflix. It's a Canadian sitcom about a family of Korean immigrants who run a convenience store. Well, the actors, the older couple that plays, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Kim, they speak with thick accents. The kids don't. This is part of the humor of it.
Okay.
So Jody and I love this show. However, when you love a show and somebody has a funny way of talking or an accent or something, whether it's made up or not, you start to do that to be funny and all that. So we were talking about it on the TJ and Jody's House podcast the other day. If it's offensive for me to recite Mr. Kim's lines in his dialect,
in his accent,
yeah, to say you know, one of the things that he says all the time when somebody's leaving, he go, okay see you, or what you talking, is instead of what are you talking about. So things like that are funny, and they're character choices to be funny, because neither one of those actors have that accent in person. No, it's completely a fake accent.
Okay.
But I mean, I know that I'm not offensive because, you know, I'm paying tribute to, you know, kind of thing. I love this guy. I love this comedy choice he's made.
Yeah.
But people are just, are they so over the top sensitive and looking to be offended that they think that's wrong?
Well, what the first problem is, people are going to say, well, you're asking another straight white guy.
But you keep up with it.
I do. So what I would say is go talk to a Korean person and ask him if it's...
Oh, Lord, no. No, I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
A Korean-American person and say, those actors aren't Korean-American and they're not... Or they might be Korean-American.
No, they're Canadians.
Yeah, ask the Korean-American people or Korean people if it's offensive. They would be able to tell you. They might go, no, it's not offensive at all.
But then again, if they do say it is, am I going to stop doing it?
Well, that would be up to you. I think most people would say, yeah, if they find it offensive, why are you going to keep doing it?
I'm not saying that I want to correct anything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying I want to know. I want the knowledge.
Yeah, ask. We can put it out
there. If people would be mad at that.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get a message.
I think it's stupid if people are mad at that. But, you know, today's world. What you going to do?
Yeah, Lindsay with no sleep and running an infirmary out of her house. We're going to get it all today. Yesterday was giddy. Today is, you know, old lady fist.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yelling at the clouds. Yeah.
Oh, you a steal. Okay, see you. It's so funny.
I love that.
But no, I would like to know if you want to send us a DM. Out. Go ahead.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Y'all got me scared out here talking about the doomsday clock.
Oh.
I don't understand the doomsday clock, but the scientists say we're 89 seconds to midnight, the closest we've ever been to a complete annihilation. Yeah. I don't understand how they figure this out, but they actually have a clock. It says like we're this close to just, you know, the world disappearing.
That's why you always got to be ready.
I guess. Like a prepper?
No, like right with the Lord.
Oh, right. Yes. That makes way more sense.
Today's going to be doomsday for a lot of people, Brother Riggins, and they don't even know it.
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So mind your P's and Q's on a Wednesday. Stay in the good space with the Lord. Yeah, so doomsday clock was trending all afternoon, and I tried to look into it, figure out, because the doomsday clock has been around forever. I won't bore you with the details.
But it is year of snake now, right? I think that's it's year of snake.
Year of snake?
Is that a different clock?
Isn't that the Chinese?
Yeah. The Chinese clock? Calendar?
Chinese calendar, yeah.
I saw somewhere where it was the year of the snake.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
But that may not
it
be
is
the
correct.
Okay. Right.
And what do we do in the year of the snake? Do we do anything different? Are we supposed to?
No, it's China. Okay.
All right.
Stay away from snakes. Yeah. That's what it means.
It should be every year. That's what we have to do.
And condemn communism.
Exactly. Lady Gaga said she's not really that worried that you didn't like Joker 2. She had a really interesting response. She said some people sometimes don't like things, and it's that simple. I think to be an artist, you have to be willing for people to sometimes not like it.
I like that. I like that she says that. That's good.
Same. She wears these crazy costumes, but anytime she's in an interview, she seems so normal. She's like, yeah, some people didn't like it. That's what happens as an artist. You move on.
Yeah.
So, I love that.
Yeah, she's got a new album coming out soon. It's called Mayhem, I think.
Yeah, I like that she said that. But there are times when she's not in costume where she's speaking nonsense.
Is she?
Yeah. So credit where credit's due, but.
Keep her in check.
Yeah. Yeah. You like to keep her, you know, close to that doomsday clock.
Right. Pretty sad news. Ryan White Maloney, he was a contestant on The Voice, is dead after committing suicide. He was sort of a breakout star a few seasons ago, passed away in Las Vegas. Younger guy. He was on season 6 of The Voice back in 2014. And people are mourning, you know, these people that go on The Voice, there's a lot of contestants. Yeah. And so they sort of have to, if they don't win, they have to sort of make their own way and they grind.
Yeah. And my wife still loves that show.
Yeah.
But only thing she loves better than the show is telling me the stories of the contestants that she likes or that she saw the night before.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, because, you know, a lot of them, a lot of the contestants when they, you know, come out of Nashville or whatever, were students at the, HWBC that my daughter went to in Nashville.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a music school, so they come out of there. And so every one of them that went to Belmont, she's like,
she's got to tell you the story.
I love that.
Guess what? Small world. Okay. And today's National Corn Chip Day, national, what I call Fritos. I think that's our experience with corn chips here. Mm-hmm. But
that's like calling every soft drink a Coke.
I think so.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But I'm okay with that.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
So there's a woman that is really melting down on the internet for the craziest reason, and it involves her wedding day. Coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I don't talk ill of Disney adults because there was a story a few months ago of these two radio guys, I think they were in Boston, that were making fun of Disney adults and saying, like, it was a group of four women and they were documenting, they were plus size women, I think, and they were documenting their experience as plus size women at Disney World, I think was like their thing. And these two guys on the radio were making fun of them. And what happened is all these Disney adults got together on social media and attacked these guys ruthlessly, were contacting the radio station, trying to get them fired. Like, and they were, I heard some of the comments and they were being mean. It was just mean spirited.
Were they upset because they were making fun of them for being Disney adults or because they were making fun of them for being big?
I think a little bit of both.
Yeah.
I think a little bit of both. But Disney adults catch a lot of bullets. I mean, people love making fun of the Disney adults. And honestly, I think it is, childish maybe to go to to be that into Disney as an adult. But again, I'm into some immature stuff too. And I don't want people yelling at me on the internet about it. So I get it. However, there's a woman that is getting ready for her wedding in May. And she is 29, I think, and she's been with her boyfriend for a couple years. She is a Disney adult, and on her wedding day, she purchased a 400 and...
Can't even say it.
A $450 set of Mickey ears designed by Vera Wang. Wedding dress designer. Everybody knows the name Vera Wang. $450. She gets them. They are damaged. These are Mickey ears that have a veil on them.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And they're damaged when they arrive. They're $450. She said, so I sent them back.
Sure.
The second pair came in. There was a tear along the veil. So she sent them back a second time. $450. The third time they come back and it's the same pair she had gotten the second time. She said, and I know it because it has my Siberian Husky's fur still on it. Because, you know, when I unboxed it, I probably had some fur on me.
Of course.
So I know this is the same pair. And she proceeds to go, I mean, screaming, crying. I mean, they call it crash out.
Yeah.
You know, just when you just totally melt down over it. I couldn't believe what I was watching, TJ. I couldn't believe it.
And they probably sent her the original ones back because they don't sell any of those things, hardly, I'm telling you.
Yeah, there's
so they probably don't have many in existence. Right. And they're like, well, just send her this. Grab that one off the shelf. And they didn't realize it was a return either.
Yeah.
How many people, though, are usually if you're a Disney adult and you're getting married there and all that,
yeah,
you don't have just the bukus of money to be throwing away because your money goes to Disney.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's you know, right. And they make the veils and the mini ears and all of that already. Yeah. They're just not Vera Wang design.
Right.
So and for me,
did she just melt down, didn't do anything? She send those back or what's going on?
All the comments are like, just get your money back. Why are you going to put yourself through this months before your wedding? If it's just get a regular pair of Mickey ears, you could probably get a local seamstress to sew the veil on. But I mean, it was just wild, man. It was wild. And I'm dying watching this.
What are you saying,
for me, Lynn? I'm not judging the Disney adult. I'm judging how you're acting. That's all the time when I'm judging a Disney adult, it's how they act.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's right. Their attitude.
Right. You can go and enjoy Disney and then not, you know, act a fool.
Right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, you got to go watch this video. It was thoroughly entertaining. Yeah.
All right. Crazy. We got group therapy coming up next. Hang on.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.